Recorded from Hazel Grove Media Studios, this is Open to Discussion. Here are your hosts, Mark, Gerald, and special guest.
Weirders.
You can hear everyone all right?
Okay. Can you hear me?
I think everybody can hear everybody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, I've got Gerald here with me. Hello, Gerald.
Hello. What's up, everybody?
And I've also got special guest Carrie here with us.
Hey, guys.
Doing, everybody doing all right?
Yeah, we're rocking it.
Awesome.
Good,
awesome.
Man. I feel good.
Episode 2. Can you believe it?
No.
We made it.
No, just, okay.
We made it. Gerald couldn't even believe it. He couldn't even believe we're on episode 2.
No.
Episode 1 was a struggle enough.
Oh, man. No, it was great. I'm glad we made it.
Heck yeah. And we are doing this pretty quickly after episode 1, too. One thing we forgot to mention in episode 1 is that we're going to try to come out every Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday.
Yeah. Let's do Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday sounds good. That way
you
can listen to us. Like,
I like that we make decisions on the air.
I know. It's on-air decisions.
On-air decisions.
Tuesday.
You got to see the process.
Yeah, right? This is behind the scenes,
behind
guys.
Behind the scenes stuff.
This stuff is...
It's never that easy, though, just so you guys know.
Right.
It's going to come on Tuesdays, you guys, so be looking for it. And we're going to do, again, bi-weekly, so every other week, Tuesdays.
That'll work.
But let's say you guys are just, like, loving it and demanding more and giving us 5-star ratings.
We'll give you more.
Once a week. We'll give you more.
We'll give you more.
Yeah.
If you want it, you get it.
Oh, man. Do you hear Gerald? He's confident.
Very confident.
Hey, did anyone look to see if those tweets went out last week?
They did go out.
Some tweets
did go out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm on my tweet.
Yeah. Carrie's keeping up with the social media.
All right.
Dude, I really seriously
got to get on Twitter. I don't know why.
For some reason, it's hard for me to see the tweet if I put it out. Then I couldn't see it.
No, because you have to click on your own profile picture.
That's what I did.
And then it should show up on the top.
It was real weird. Anyways.
It won't go into your feed right away.
But it was in your feed?
It was in our feed, yeah.
Oh, good.
It was in the Hazel Grove Media feed. At OTD Podcasts.
Nice plug.
Yep. I may as well get it in there.
Might as well get it in right now so you guys know. We should already know from the last episode, but we'll remind you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna start out the episode with a little public service announcement for you guys.
Oh, man.
All of you guys out there who have Amazon Prime, and I know it's a lot of you, who are not watching your Amazon Prime video.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people get it for shipping.
Yeah.
And then don't realize that they have Prime Video, like, attached to it.
Like a lot of older people.
What?
Like a lot of people. No, Carrie.
No, this is true.
I think a lot of people don't know that.
I know a few people like that. Seriously, they don't know that they have Amazon Video.
And they don't even know they have music
or
video.
Music, right. I'll say or music. They don't know they have video or music. Yeah, they forget.
So I'm going to tell you guys out there who have Netflix and Amazon, a couple of movies on Amazon right now that are not on Netflix that you should check out. First one is Cicero.
I heard of Cicero.
Yep. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, we saw, like,
Benicio del Toro,
Yeah. It's like a crime story. Yeah, it's a good
movie. He's so good in, like, crime-based things.
He's good in everything.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro is good, but he doesn't pop up much anymore.
No.
I wish he would.
I'm trying to think of the other lead in that movie, her name.
I forget.
Yeah, and I know her. It's on the tip of my tongue, man.
I literally just skimmed through a bunch of stuff on Amazon this morning.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Came with a nice little list.
Yeah.
Creed.
Oh, Creed!
If you guys haven't seen Creed yet,
Creed,
amazing.
Great. Michael
Free
B. Jordan.
On Amazon Prime. Check it out.
It took me 3 times to get through it. I mean, I'd fall asleep every time. But
seriously, it is.
It's a long movie, but it's really
it's
good.
It's really
but
good.
But it's a good movie. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
They're coming out with a sequel.
Well, that's why I'm bringing this up. They got a sequel. You got Michael B. Jordan and Black Panther. Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah. So you might as well check out Creed. Yeah.
Which he did a better job in Creed than I think he did in Black Panther.
He was amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing in Creed.
So Magnificent Seven. Come on.
Saw that.
Oh, we saw that. That was pretty good.
Chef, fantastic film.
Love it. It's on my queue.
Yeah, so Carrie got that.
And then a horror fans out there, It Comes at Night. I haven't watched this one, but I've heard
we
it's
just
good.
Looked at it yesterday.
That title sounds terrible.
I know. That's a little
We were looking at that yesterday.
We were looking for a movie for me to watch last night, and that was in the list, but a Gerald
By the way,
was
we didn't watch Veronica.
Oh, man, we got to watch
it. Did you guys watch
it? No.
I caught, like, the first 10 minutes of it.
Looks creepy.
I wanted to just check it out, and it looks creepy, man. I was like, this is going to be good.
I want to watch it,
People are raving about it.
We're going to watch it.
I will watch it with the lights off and
scary movie.
Maybe we can try to watch it before the next episode.
And then I have Manchester by the Sea. If you guys have not seen this one with Casey Affleck, I know people are down on him after the whole, you know, sexual assault stuff. Well, not assault stuff, but just whatever, harassment
stuff.
Happened
with Casey?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When he was filming that weird movie with Joaquin Phoenix, like the documentary on Joaquin Phoenix's life kind of thing or whatever, they apparently got into it with some women at a club. And it was sort of, and then his ex-girlfriend claimed that he had harassed her too.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing has been like more than just brought out.
Okay.
But yeah. Yeah. So check that one out, guys. That is seriously one of the best films ever made.
Nice.
I'm going to put that down as seriously. It's depressing.
Well, that's why you liked it.
Well, it's super depressing.
Right.
Anything depressing, that's what Mark likes.
Mark likes depressing, man.
I mean, you can't make it through that movie. Like, you almost have to stop. It's that insanely
depressing.
That
bad, man?
No, it's so... Just watch the movie.
Okay. All right.
Gerald, I don't think you've ever cried at a... You might cry at this movie.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think that I ever cried at a movie. Something to do with a father. I don't remember. Sure. I think it was
Gerald,
that Will Smith movie
cry
with his, with his son.
Oh, that movie's great.
Happiness.
It kind of teared me up a little bit. Yeah. I didn't tear up, but I was like,
everybody teared up in the bathroom scene when he's in the subway.
Yeah, that's the part. Yeah.
And he's trying to make sure his kid would just sleep in the restroom while he's
trying
to hold the
door. Yeah, I was thinking
oh my god.
Yeah, I was kind of really touched by that, man.
That scene gets everybody.
Gerald will always feel touched by something. He's not crying, but then he'll look at me and I'm fine and he's like, you have
no emotion.
Got no soul.
No soul. A scene where you should be like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. She's just like, ah,
whatever.
What's going on here? So mean.
So yeah, you guys, check it out, man. Amazon right now has got great movies.
Yeah.
Great movies.
Mm-hmm.
I will check out Cicero. I want to see that.
Yeah, check that out. Check out all those movies. So, yeah, there you go, man. I wanted to start you out with that. And I think we're going to go right in then to the Lost in Space trailer. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, yes, I watched it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Carrie told me to, but I didn't watch it.
That's all right. You don't need to, man. Just know that it's coming out. Looks great.
But anything Lost in Space, is definitely I'm with it.
Yeah.
It comes out April 13th. So.
I know. So soon.
Soon, yeah.
And they have updated the monster, the robot, which is cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that it's updated, but I mean, it had to be, right?
No, they had to.
But it looks great. I think it looks amazing.
I don't know anyone in that cast.
No, I looked it up too. I didn't know anyone.
That's really strange. So I'm excited.
Carrie, you saw some of it?
Because
I was thinking, is it like Star Trek Discovery?
Kind of, Star Trek Discovery.
I don't know if you watched Discovery.
They jump from
good.
Planet to planet kind of thing, and
kind of like Star Trek. Then
try to make it back home.
Yeah.
It looks really good. I'm all in.
Of course,
I love Lost in Space, and that movie they made, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago was terrible.
It was terrible, so I'm glad.
So we can forget about that movie and just go into this.
Cancel that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that takes me to, I am watching Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I am too.
You guys are
still on that. I have not gotten into that show.
Oh, man.
Seriously? I don't know. But after you get past
episode
2. Because
it's like the CBS Online thing, right?
Well, yeah,
CBS Online. Yeah. But if you get past episode 2, it starts getting really
good. It's so good.
People talk about it. That's pretty good.
It is really good.
I think we had this talk on the last podcast we did, but is it worth the monthly fee for CBS?
No.
No.
Nothing's worth the money.
No, it's not.
So how are you watching it again?
Cody, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. We got to the bottom of that one, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we're not
Mark,
paying
you know
for
me. I'm not paying
that is
for
true.
It.
Right.
Not with these cable prices. Forget that.
Right, so
CBS Online. I don't watch anything on CBS, really. I watch
Nobody
a few
does.
Shows.
No one
Nobody does.
Does.
And the problem with that kind of stuff is that Cody exists, and I think you have a generation of people who are just like, I would rather take this than spend even the $7 a month for CBS.
And it's really weird. We did notice on Hulu, there's The Good Place is on there, which is CBS. But only...
No, that's NBC.
Oh, it is?
Good Place is NBC.
It's NBC.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was CBS.
CBS is Big Bang Theory and Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces, but that's another one. That was on Hulu or something, but only the first two seasons, but not the current season.
No, because they want you to pay for it.
Right. I know, but why even put 1 and 2 out?
Well, that's true.
That is true.
The Hulu contract is going to be weird because guess who's going to own it now?
Right.
Disney.
Disney. Disney will.
When they got the Fox thing.
Right.
So I would be, I'm going to be
They're going to have
curious.
So many Marvel
like I'm going to be very
shows.
Curious how Hulu shapes up in the future, because with Disney jumping into that and like owning all that Fox stuff, all those Fox shows and everything, and then what are they going to do to it? I don't know.
I don't know.
So something I ran into with Disney.
You make it sound dire, man.
Well, Disney's crazy.
Like Disney is the evil corporation.
They are.
When it comes to their stuff, they are like, man, you are paying for it.
Yeah, you're going to pay. Yeah.
Yeah. They won't even allow you to download the Blu-ray version of stuff for the same price as like the HD version.
Seriously?
No. So you they're demanding that like iTunes and Google and everybody gives them an extra like $2.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
BS.
They want and they want that you know passed along.
Disney, don't you got enough money?
No.
Stop.
You would think so, especially after Black Panther.
Exactly.
Dude. I think Black Panther just paid for the next like 3 Marvel movies they have to make.
Just hit the 1 billion mark,
just
man.
Just hit 1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah, just finally it beat Jumanji.
Yeah.
I will say this, and me and Carrie are huge fans of The Rock, by the way. I'm sure we'll get more of this as it goes on. Gerald too.
I like The Rock. Yeah.
He is a blockbuster right now.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
he is unstoppable.
But
I don't care what that guy does.
Stupid things, too. What's that Storm one that's coming out?
Geostorm.
That's not him.
That's not him.
No, but there
but
is
he made
one.
He's doing
one.
Rampage.
He did San Andreas.
Oh, San Andreas.
Yeah, but he's doing Rampage, which is coming out. He's doing Skyscraper.
Skyscraper. Yeah. Come on. That is baloney.
But
Jumanji.
Dude
is killing it, man.
$900 million.
A guy Gerald works with says it's the best movie he's seen.
A buddy
this
of mine
year.
Said Jumanji is on par with Black Panther.
He said,
that's
man.
What he told
My
me.
My kid saw it twice. I haven't seen it yet.
I said, are you kidding me? Jumanji? He goes, yeah, you got to check it out. I'm like, okay, all right. I'll check it out, but I don't think it's on par with Black Panther. But
no, no way, man.
It's not going to hit
no
the way. 1 billion. Well,
that's crazy.
It's Disney.
So I think we're going to take a little break and come back with what Gerald has to talk about.
It's right. really right. juicy.
Ooh.
Ooh, great. Well,
give us a little teaser, Gerald.
It's one of my favorite black basketball players.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
All right. All right.
And we're back.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, Mark? No, I'm just
Let's just restart it.
Nah. Well, I'll say, you know what? This is the Gerald segment right now.
Hey, man, the floor is yours.
And we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart.
Kobe freaking Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
See, I had to steer
with
Thunder
champion.
There. Yeah. But not the king. Not the king.
What? He is the king. What are you talking about?
The king just, like, named himself the king, though.
LeBron did not.
Yes, he did.
Well, he did name himself the king.
Yes, he
that
did.
That came from years of hard work and dedication.
No.
Or naming himself the king.
That dude named himself the king.
When you have enough clout to give yourself a nickname and then it sticks, that's worth it.
Oh, and Kobe's the king right now because he won an Oscar.
So that's true.
That's just true. Right. A basketball player just won an Oscar for a short film, animated film.
You know, I will – okay. No, I'm not even going to say it because me and Gerald have had a long rivalry about Kobe Bryant stuff, but yeah.
But what I'm talking about is Kobe Bryant's short film, Dear Basketball.
Which I did not see.
Dude,
and will
you
got to
see it, dude. It's like a masterpiece.
I'm going to watch a short film of like LeBron getting a crown put on his head.
No, man.
But I'm not going to watch a Kobe Bryant.
Well, you can
anyway.
Watch the NBA, period. That's LeBron getting a crown on his head.
Yeah, you're right about that.
But yeah, this film was just pretty much about Kobe writing a letter to basketball, like a poem to basketball from Kobe.
It sounds cool.
It's so good. It's like 5 minutes.
Like 5 minutes, 22 seconds.
Yeah.
It's animated, short film. And just everything about it was great. The music was great. The animation was great. It seriously was really good. Not even just being a Kobe fan. This was really good. I think if any basketball player would have did something like this, they would have won this Oscar.
Yeah, Gerald was tearing up.
A little bit. It's me and you, Kobe.
I will say Kobe is very multidimensional, I think, when you really look at him. I think he put a lot of his time into basketball, though.
Yeah.
Like that dude, they always said he was the first person there, last person out kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy was
trained
basketball
insane
was
amount
his
of
life.
Time. So
like,
it's seriously. Good to see him, like, now that basketball's done doing stuff like this.
Well, what? And I was surprised. I didn't know that he had started his own production company.
Yeah, he did. He has
really cool.
Production company.
This
That's
was
really cool.
Like, produced under his production company, and I didn't realize he even had that.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
The only thing he's really produced with his company was some commercials, a few commercials out there that it was doing. But then they put this together, and I was like, wow, this was really good. I could see why I won an Oscar.
He has been popping up. Like, have you guys seen, like, random pictures of him with his kids just, like, hanging out and stuff?
Yeah. Well, you know, I follow him on Instagram.
Well, of course. Yeah. He seems like he's really enjoying himself after basketball.
Dude, I want to be. Found... I want to retire like him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my
he
God.
He seems to be, like, a happy
life.
Dude.
He put on weight. Just, like, just enjoying just, like, life, man.
He's eating.
Basketball's over. It's time to relax. That's what it looks like for him, man.
That's awesome. Good for Kobe.
Yeah, it's really good. Really recommend it. Amazing animation. Amazing music. 5 minutes long.
It's good. It's cool to see the Oscars, good. You know, doing something like this.
Yeah,
too.
Recognize
well, they always
something else.
Have, like, animated
they
have
the short films. Yeah.
That's yeah, but that category never usually gets all that much
attention.
Yeah.
Because
attention,
it's Kobe,
so.
Though. It's well, otherwise right. some guy you never heard of, so no one
right.
cares.
Some foreign guy usually, too.
Yeah.
It's always from, like, out of Turkey or Denmark or something. It's like...
Or Mexico. I think a couple of Mexico.
They make a short film about a taco.
but, like, I think it's just because this is, like, Kobe. So.
Yeah. No, that's cool. I think it brings attention to the
it
category.
Brings attention. Now,
nice.
You know, everybody's going to try to do their own.
I hope so. Good for, good
really
for them,
cool.
man.
Even your boy, King James.
What have you been playing lately, Gerald?
Well... Carrie got me hooked on a Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I'm addicted.
Yeah, she went out and bought one, and I was like, at first, I don't really want to play this. This is a little kid's game. It doesn't matter to me. I got a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox. Why would I play this? But I am really addicted to these games now, man.
I'm getting very close to purchasing one. I'm going to put that. I didn't tell Gerald this yet, but I'm getting there. I'm getting
you need one. You need one,
You might
Mark.
Need to, man. It's
Gerald
a lot of
thinks
fun.
We need two at our house.
Because when
two
she's
would
playing,
be
I want to play my own.
Right, and that's because it's also like your handheld device.
Exactly.
You just take it out. That's so cool.
Yeah, you just take it out and go, take it with you. I take it to work with me every day.
I was thinking. I was thinking before the summer comes around, I'm gonna pull the trigger on it. Well, I'm sure sooner than that, but like for the summer, we always do a few things with the kids where they go to different houses for like a week.
Yeah.
My grandparents for a week. They go to like the other grandparents for a week.
That
they
works.
Go stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought the Switch is perfect.
It's they need it.
They need it, man. Yeah. Seriously, it's
they can
a
just
great
bring it back
system.
And forth. It's it's not a big deal.
And definitely the two games to get right away: Mario Kart, Mario Odyssey. They might be the
for
best
sure.
Nintendo games ever, to be honest.
Yeah,
with
and
you.
We just got Zelda.
Yeah.
So we heard it's the best game.
You did get Zelda?
Yeah, we got Zelda, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was on sale at Best Buy.
Okay. I want to play that, too.
Yeah, but we just got it.
We also, I just watched on YouTube, they Nintendo had a channel called Nintendo Direct.
Yeah, they're opting out of E3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They start doing
they're
Nintendo
gonna do their
Directs
own thing
now.
Yeah.
They've had like a very small presence at E3, but I wonder, I'm hoping for Super Mario Maker to come out, because I watch a lot of guys play that on Twitch, and it's really fun, and I would like to see that come to Switch, and that would be a definite convincer for me to buy it, because you basically build Mario levels and get to play them. Like,
right.
That's just the coolest thing
Make
ever.
As hard as possible. That's really cool.
We saw that a little bit. I think we saw a preview for that.
Well, I think it's coming out on 3DS.
It's coming,
that's
what you saw it on 3DS. Which, I'm surprised they're still making that after the Switch.
Why are they still making that?
Because Nintendo will Nintendo till the day it dies. They just
the Switch is the 3DS, but
it
better.
It is. I know.
Why would you want a 3DS now?
I don't know why they're doing it.
I mean, I know the price for the 3DS is like $150. The Switch is $300.
I guess it's the price point. Yeah,
I guess so. It's half the price. And you know what? If you have a 7-year-old, 5-year-old, the 3DS might be the choice.
That's true.
$150, you throw it in the car. It's not
super.
Yeah,
because they'll probably break
it. It breaks.
Yeah.
If not, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. But on the Nintendo Direct site, I saw that they're coming out with Super Smash Brothers. Now, I was actually asking for this game before it even happened. I was like, they should bring Smash Brothers to the Switch. And now they're doing it. I'm like, yeah.
I've never played Super Smash Brothers.
It's fun.
We
it's
got
fun.
It one time when we had the Wii, and it was the worst game ever. Gerald and I didn't even play it.
That's
really?
True. We didn't play it then. It yeah, I don't know why. And I love Super Smash Brothers because I love knocking people off the stage.
It's
fun.
It's a good game to get together with like friends and play. Now the only thing I could see is how many controllers are you gonna need to get another controller?
Yeah.
Because it's gonna 4 people would be a lot of fun in Smash Brothers. It always is.
You definitely gotta get another controller for that one.
So that and the problem with the Switch, that controller is like $80.
Yeah.
Man. Oh yeah, it is $80. $79.99.
I know. When a Xbox controller is 60. Mostly, you can get them on Amazon now for like $49.99. Yeah. So like $50, and then you're gonna go to $80.
They only
the
do that
controller.
Because that controller can turn into two controllers, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I suppose you only have to have two of them to have four.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
So I guess that's not a bad
deal.
That's
why. Yeah.
In that
that's
sense,
why it's expensive.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think you're right about that. Yeah.
Yep.
But that was
We also saw like on that Nintendo Direct that other game that I wanted, Little Nightmares.
Little Nightmares.
Oh, it looks
Carrie
so
got
creepy.
got a weird sense.
Mark, you have to watch the preview for it. It's gonna creep you out.
I'm ready to check it out.
That game is freaky, man. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I can play this. Honestly,
it looks
man.
Real creepy.
Without thinking something's in the house.
Oh man. Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm down for that. That actually sounds kinda cool.
You will have to check it out.
It looked like if Tim Burton created a game.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
All right. It's like this weird little kid creeping around, and sometimes you have a flashlight and it looks real creepy.
Right. And then you got these weird like monster looking things. It's like you see the movie The Hills Have Eyes and those weirdo like that. Those weirdo.
Oh man. All right. All right. I'm down for that.
Check it out.
I don't know, I call them nuke babies.
They're all messed up.
They're all messed up. Yeah, they got nuked. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah, check it out, Little Nightmares.
All right.
But all right. That was pretty much what I had.
Yep. Okay, guys, we're gonna take a quick break.
Hey, Carrie, how are you doing today?
Good, good.
All right.
No. You said Carrie. Guest Carrie.
Oh man, you got me on that one, Jill.
Man,
I'm sorry.
Can you introduce me right?
I introduced you fine in the beginning, but not in this time.
She got the nickname now.
She's stuck with it now.
Yeah.
Dude, when I'm at home, I call her special guest Carrie. I don't know why.
Right.
What do you got to talk about today, Carrie?
Well, Gerald and I want to give a little shout out to season 3 of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Did you watch? Is it done?
No, it just started. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, as we record
it's only
this,
two episodes,
there's two episodes. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Have you watched them?
Yes.
Watch one.
Good?
Watched one.
Bad?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, wait a minute. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tease it. That'll be for the Worth It section.
Yeah. So. So we've been watching that. Just came back on. So we just want to give a shout out. It's on FX.
Oh, nice.
And then I've been watching some, music videos. Gerald makes me watch crazy videos.
I think Carrie's the only person that still watches music videos.
No, I watch them all the time, dude. I love music videos.
And I can't get this song out of my head now. It's a Janelle Monáe song.
Oh,
but it's seriously like just Prince.
It's pretty much a Prince song.
That's why I love it.
Carrie made me watch this.
It's called Make Me Feel.
And I said, if this came out of Prince's vault of like music, and she redid the song because he's dead or whatever, then I could totally see that being possible.
You know what? It could be. Seriously, she could have.
Maybe could have been.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
It was
I
so
don't know.
Good. It's
she
so
was
good.
Friends with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. So
it's very good.
But it's seriously a Prince song.
It is cool. I liked it. I mean, it's addictive. Yeah. And the production quality on the video is awesome. It's straight out of like a Prince era kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, looks like it. Check out the video. We were just talking about how like the music video is coming back maybe.
Finally.
Yeah.
We're thinking it is.
And to your point, like it's a production. It's not just like on the street, someone's filming it, blah, blah, blah. It's so good.
Thanks, ghetto videos. Messed up the whole genre.
It did actually. Yeah. When you could just like stand in a
shoot
group
in front of my house.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch in the local area, our favorite thing to watch on Saturday nights? It's called
414.
Yep.
414 music video.
Oh, man.
Comes
that was
like
the craziest.
Midnight, man.
Midnight. Local.
On Saturday.
Yep. Local
who
made
was the,
videos.
Who was the guy that kind of, in my projects?
Cuckoo Cow.
Cuckoo Cow. Oh, yeah. That dude had the exact music video you were talking about.
Yep.
It was shot
it
on
was
his front
shot
porch.
On his front porch.
You know, and like that was the entire music video. It was him sitting on like his front. And he was like, I don't know if he was getting his hair braided like in that Snoop video. But, like he's getting his hair braided.
Dude, I'm serious. Gangster rap kind of destroyed videos and artistic form of videos.
They did.
Because they seriously just jump in a car or sit in front of like a gated fence.
The gated fence. Yeah. That is the best. Yeah.
And they just do videos like that. With like 90 people sitting on one porch.
I think Wu-Tang ruined it. I think when Wu-Tang came out, that first video where like that dude's wearing a machete around his neck, and all it was like shot under the freeway.
Right. I'm like, you have no artistic vision. It's just, dude, we should just do it right here, right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a fast car. Go rent a car.
Just rent a car. Just hang out of it.
Right.
We'll shoot it.
So good. So good.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we watched that video. And then I wanted to bring this up because I saw that this show, it came out. We did not watch it. It's Heathers, which is based on the movie Heathers.
Never saw it.
And so here's another thing. You gotta explain it to me. Here's another thing. First of all, the show is on Paramount Network. What is that? I don't even know what that means. Nobody knows what that is.
Something else to get money from you.
I tried to Google it. Nobody knows. I tried to Google it, and I don't even know what it means. I think it might mean that it's on Spike TV, but I really haven't figured that out.
No one cares, Carrie. I think we're beyond that now. Paramount Network is
Paramount Network.
CBS Online, anyways. Paramount Network. Everything is trying to get money from you now.
So that 1989 movie, Gerald, 1989.
I was 10.
Heathers. is all about, like, bullies and, like, them bullying other kids in school and killing them.
Whoa. That's going too far.
Yeah. Don't you think, like, in this day and age,
this isn't going
anywhere.
This movie cannot be released.
It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's
cannot be released. It's not at this time.
Yeah, it was already postponed due to the Park Land shooting. So, like, already
I'm going to guess it didn't cost much to make. Because I saw the trailer for it, and I watched the trailer for this. Yeah, there's not like any big names in it, so I don't think there was a lot of money going to the cast and crew. Even if they sunk a couple million into this thing, it's probably done.
No, it's dead in the water.
You can't, for Paramount.
You can't release this.
About bullying and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Why they even made it?
Well, that's what I wonder. Like, how did it even get through, like, production? Like, how did it even... make it.
DT put a stamp on it.
I think a lot of people are trying this Netflix model of give money to a writer and a director and then let them do their thing with much of no oversight, you know.
Yeah, yep. Maybe.
Cuz look at so Netflix, like, making a killing on it, so why wouldn't everybody else jump into the game also?
Right. Yeah. And so they're just kind of handing these guys the keys and saying go. And I think you end up with Heathers.
It's not good.
And it isn't good.
Yeah. Well, I can't even believe it. So I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
I kind of want
to
see it. No. Since you said that.
Well, you want to see the movie. Yeah. We'll watch the movie.
I want to see it.
1989.
Well, Jerry, you might be right. Like, maybe people want to see the show now because they want to see what's so bad about
it.
And
thanks to us for, you know, getting people all excited for it right now.
Well, if you can find it, I don't even know what Paramount Network means.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's not coming out. You just said it was postponed, so I'm sure it's dead.
Well, I mean... if you have Cody, you'll find it.
Right. Oh, yeah, it could come out on that.
Right. It'll come on that. I found some stuff that I just couldn't believe on Cody. I found stuff in, like, in Japan.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, that takes us to the Worth It, Not Worth It segment. Oh, man.
This is Mark's favorite segment.
that's my introduction music.
I like that.
Awesome.
They should put a bell at the end. Bing.
Right.
We need a little music, Mark. And we need something here.
Yeah, I could edit out my little thing I just did.
I feel like we need to, like, get a... this is where we need that keyboard again, where I can just be like, beep, beep, beep.
When did we have a keyboard?
Well, I think we said we needed a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, Carrie,
we didn't have one.
I'm a dream in this stuff.
I don't remember this.
That'd be great. Like, do we totally do, like, a little Casio keyboard?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, a Casio. Look for that at rummage sales this year.
And it has to do, like, all the cool sounds, like...
oh, yeah. For sure.
Rummage sale, we going.
For sure.
Just two holy crap stuff like that.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, like we totally.
And you know how you can record your voice and then it'll, like, play it on the keys, like, when you're talking.
Oh, okay. That's gonna be done.
What will we do? Jamming on a one.
Jamming on the one.
Theo.
Theo. Jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one. Of course you would do that.
All right.
All right. So Lost in Space, based on the trailer, do you think it's worth it or not worth it?
Totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it for me, yeah. Too.
Binge it. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be great.
Production value looks awesome on it.
Okay, three thumbs up. I'll say the same.
And I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, for sure. Dear Basketball, worth it?
Oh, that's definitely worth it.
I didn't see it yet.
Yeah,
definitely worth it. It's 5 minutes
long. It's only 5 minutes long.
A Kobe Bryant production, though, I'm gonna have reservations about it.
Look, worth it. Waste your day watching, like, a commercial on regular TV. This is, like, two commercials long.
Right.
All right. All right.
Right. Even for those people that have no attention span.
Yeah. Hey, that just brings up a good... on Hulu, I did upgrade to no commercials now. Oh,
what is
it's
that?
The best.
Wait, what is that? So, were you paying and still getting commercials?
Yeah, you get commercials
still. Get commercials.
Like, on the lowest tier, you get commercials.
But if you, like, add an extra dollar or two, you Yeah. There's no commercials.
Oh, it's like $2 more. Yeah. Yeah. Is it like from like $7.99 to $9.99?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't
well, that's
take...
a no-brainer.
Well, Hulu used to right. have, like, a commercial. So you were like, oh, who cares? It's, like, one.
Right.
And it was, like, 15 seconds.
And it went crazy.
Now there's tons of commercials.
It's, like, five or six in between. It's, like, you might as well be watching regular TV.
Yeah. Had to get rid of that,
Disney.
Junk. Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yep. It's coming, you guys. It's junk. Coming.
Evil.
Yeah.
Evil.
Okay. So based on Nintendo Direct, Super Smash Brothers...
Based on the old games, I'm going for it.
Based on old games, I would say worth it. Yeah. I know you didn't like it.
I'm going to say not worth it.
All right.
Like,
no, that's
only
good.
Like past like playing was terrible. It was on the Wii. It was terrible. I didn't understand what we were doing. I just hit the A button over and over and over again. It was dumb.
There's not a lot of moves in that.
Right. It's like two moves each character.
So I don't know. I mean, I'd rather play like a fighting game or something than
all
that.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm going to say not worth it, but we'll give it a try.
I would say worth it.
Based on the trailer for Little Nightmares, however, I am going to say worth it.
I don't know yet with that. I can't say, you know, I'm going to say not worth it. Because mm-hmm. I don't
I'm
think
gonna
it has
it
a lot
not
of...
not worth it, too,
yeah.
only because these horror games,
yeah,
they never pay off.
They don't have a good replay value. It's not even worth
yeah,
it sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Not worth it.
Interesting. Right. Okay, Janelle Monáe music video. Make Me Feel.
Oh, worth it.
That's worth,
worth it.
It.
worth it. Totally worth
yeah,
it.
That's just a fun song. Funky.
Yeah, it's funky. It's hot. It's sexy.
The music video's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, the video's fun. I love the part with the Prince throwback, actually.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Now, Gerald, if we can get one person, the person that we're sitting in the same room with,
yes.
to watch a show, Atlanta, come on. It's totally worth it.
Atlanta is worth it.
What do
definitely
I have to watch
it
on? How do I get it?
The answer to that is Cody.
Actually, you
no,
guys watch everything
no, no.
on Cody. So.
It's on
season
FX.
One and season two is on Hulu.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can
I don't
watch
have
it on
Hulu though.
Oh man,
you can watch it on Hulu.
Nah,
Mark,
you know it might be on Netflix.
Do you have okay. Mark that you're watching anything?
Right. I watch these shows.
I have HBO, which is always worth it.
Oh,
I have
sure.
I have Netflix.
Okay.
You know, even if it's just Game of Thrones, it's worth it. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I will say the two new shows that HBO has put out have been not good.
What are those?
There's a Tim Robbins show that just came out that is terrible. And then Crashing was supposed to be good.
Yeah.
It's like a comedian. Oh, man. I tried to get through like the first few episodes.
Nothing.
Not good.
Not working.
Not worth it. So Crashing and then the new Tim Robbins HBO show, not worth it. I'm going to give you guys a little, you know.
Sounds
Game
bad.
Of Thrones, triple worth it.
Totally worth it. I'd throw money. I'd drive to the HBO headquarters and just throw money at their front door. Just
like, continue this,
throw
please.
A whole bag of change at their front door. Take my money. Just
right.
Game of Thrones coming.
Well, if you can figure out where to watch Atlanta, you have to watch it. It's
yeah.
so good.
I'll find a site for you.
Worth it.
Well, I think I can watch it now because I got my parents' Xfinity password.
Oh, man,
okay.
you're all
cable
set.
Subscription?
Yeah.
All set. It's on
FX. Guess why I had to do that.
It's on FX.
The 11-year-old daughter wanted to watch a specific movie from the Disney Channel, Zombies.
Zombies.
Oh, my God. It's not. It wasn't on Kodi. You can't find it.
Was
you can't
it worth
get
it?
Because it's a Disney movie, so they've, like, ironclad this thing. They just, like, threw the chastity belt on it. And so I called my dad, and I was like, Dad, Isabel is freaking out. She wants me to pay $8 to see this stupid thing on YouTube. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. So he's like, oh, we'll just take my Xfinity pass. I was like, oh, sweet. So he did
that.
And I jumped onto there, and I was able to get onto Disney Now.
Oh, there
okay.
you go.
All right.
And she was able to watch it. So
great.
Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. Well,
for some reason, I used to keep up with Disney Now. Now I don't. I don't know
and,
why.
And I'll tell you, Isabella would say worth it on the Zombies.
Oh,
yeah, she'd say worth it.
Well, try to use that pass and watch Atlanta.
All
super
right.
good.
Atlanta it is.
Okay.
I'll tell you a show not to watch right now. Black Lightning.
Oh, God.
What is that?
It's so
it's on
bad.
The CW. We caught like
first,
three episodes of
thing?
It. It's kind of a Flash thing, yeah.
No, but.
About like a black superhero. The reason why I say this is because, you know, it's been celebrated right now. But a black superhero called Black Lightning.
Okay.
And he has lightning powers. And, of course, he's
like the Flash?
Like the Flash, yeah.
Like
but
the
he's,
Flash.
But he's kind of in retirement. He stopped the game, and now he's coming back.
Okay.
To fight crime again. It's but the storytelling is so bad.
All of it's so bad. I question everything. And I mean, I'm not a superhero person anyways. This is so bad. We watched the first episode. I said, Gerald, you're on your own. I can't even like sit through this.
That's I funny. Am a superhero person. And I was just like, this story is terrible. Like, what the hell? But I'm going to finish it.
Yeah, why
finish
not?
Everything.
Why not?
We should have known when Gerald's mom said, oh, it's pretty good.
that definitely a no recommend. All
right.
Right.
Something I will recommend, season 3 of Love just started on Netflix.
Oh, man.
That's Judd Apatow's sort of like love comedy, I guess you would say. They're 20-some-minute episodes. Check it out. Check out all 3 seasons. That show is
perfect
great.
For me, 20 minutes.
A guy that
it's got no love. No love from anybody.
A guy right? that I listened like to it. On another podcast is in that show.
He's in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Which one?
Mike Mitchell is his name. He's like an actor. He's on the podcast, Doughboys.
Nice.
I don't know. He's like a chubby guy in the show.
Yeah, he plays. So the main girl has a roommate who's like from Australia or whatever. I bet you that's her boyfriend.
Oh.
Because he's like the only chubby character
Tall,
on the show.
Tall, chubby yeah. guy. Yeah.
Yep.
You said him. No one's showing
he's
the show.
He's a good character on that show.
Oh, yeah.
You said no one's showing the show love at all.
No one really talks about it. Nobody is.
Oh, know. Wow.
But me and my friend Mike, man, we love this thing.
Oh,
it's, like, it's been a great
well,
show.
That's good.
So check it out.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it.
Let's wrap this up. Follow us on Twitter.
Of course.
You know
on
what it is.
Facebook.
You should know what it is already. Here's Grove Media.
That Here's isn't.
Well, that's not it.
That's
Gerald.
Not it, Gerald.
Oh, yeah. See,
Gerald.
See, I'm already in the past.
This is why you can't be in charge. Follow us on Twitter at OTD
Podcasts. OTD Podcasts.
Yeah, with an S.
Whatever that sound was.
Put that stank at the end.
That's. Podcasts.
That on Facebook.
Go, yeah.
And at hazelgrovemedia.com.
What is our Facebook? Do we have an OTD page?
No, you're in charge of getting that going.
Oh, man.
Mark
I think
will
we'll
have
stick with
up.
Hazel Grove Media
right.
on Facebook.
Stick with Hazel Grove Media.
Sounds good.
Facebook is like dead in the water to me. I don't know. That's
I think
sort
so,
of
too, to be honest with you.
I'm not even on Facebook. That's why I can't even run it.
I know. It's tough.
I want to like leave it, but I still check it every day.
But
it's
old
hard
people
to
listen.
Just,
yeah.
That is very true. Old people do, so. All right, you guys.
All right.
Take it easy.
Time.
Peace.